Hi, this is Tanisha J, and you're tuned in to Inspirational Moments. It's going to be a great show that gives you inspiration, motivation, and empowers you. I have great guests that will share their inspirational moment, and we will have a great conversation geared to inspire you. Today's guest is the Corey and Christian Robinson. They are the CEOs and founders of Defiant Ones Teen Magazine.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Well, I want to make sure that you're getting the best out of the radio station's website. We have many, many, many platforms that are just for you. We have hip-hop, R&B, country, gospel, blues, reggae. We also have talk and country. There's many, many things for you. Just check out the website. If you're an artist, we do have packages for you. We also have things for the business owner, the author. If you have an upcoming event, just make sure you check out the website and get what you need. But here at Faces of Success Radio, we are the station that makes you feel good. FacesofSuccessRadio.com.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with our exclusive guest, which is DeCorey and Christian Robinson. They are the CEOs and founders of Defiant Ones Teen Magazine. Hey, you guys, how you doing on tonight?
Good, how are you?
Doing very good.
I am so excited and glad you guys accepted the invitation to be on the show on today.
So happy to be here.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to go ahead and introduce you guys to the listeners and give them your website and where they can find you guys and the magazine information.
All right. Well, my name is Christian Kindfire Robinson. You can find me on Instagram personally, on Instagram and Facebook at Kindfire. And you can find our magazine, our podcast, all the information on that on social media at Defiant Ones Mag. Our website is DefiantOnesMag.com.
Well, I am so excited about this interview because I love to see when young people are doing positive things and just adding to just this generation. So I wanted to ask, I guess, how did you guys start this journey? If you can give me a little insight and background on you guys.
Well, we started this journey, we was all sitting at the dining room table, and the idea just kind of came up. We have a lot of talent. The family was like, why don't we start a magazine to highlight other people, other teens and young adults doing the same thing as us?
Yeah, you know, me and Corey have always seen all these big people around us, people our age who are doing amazing things, who just aren't, you know, getting the popularity or the credibility they need to go big time. So, you know, me and him want to get our names out there as entrepreneurs and as kind of, you know, CEOs. So we wanted to create a platform where we're staying relevant with the time, and we're also creating inspiration to, you know, our peers around us. You know, they can do it at this young age.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad to be able to share this, especially during this time that we're having right now with just the global issues with the COVID-19. I mean, just to have some inspiration is really great. And so, like I said, I'm glad to be able to share this today with the listeners just to give them an inspirational moment. And so, I would love for each one of you to give an inspirational moment to the listeners that's out there that may be going through things right now and just trying to have that hope and inspiration.
Well, to anybody, to everybody, because everybody's going through it together, but to anybody who needs inspiration, I would say, as long as you're alive, you can still do, in a sense, what you want to do. You still have life left in your body. You can still live and enjoy your life.
I know that these are super, you know, struggling times, and literally everyone in the world is going through hard times right now, our family especially. So, we get, but, you know, I think the biggest thing we can all do for ourselves is to have the right mindset. So yeah, I know some people are losing jobs and their businesses closing down. You know, there's a lot of negativity and hate and just worry. But I think we all need to focus on the right things. Right now is an amazing opportunity for, you know, young entrepreneurs, young CEOs, entertainers, all the amazing stuff people do to grow in themselves and to grow their businesses, grow their brands. Now is just the best opportunity because we actually have time, which is the thing that we're all most vulnerable to most of the time. So I think now is a great opportunity for success and growth.
And now is also a good opportunity. Since you're at home, you don't really have anything to do. If your job got fired, or not fired, but if your job closed down or you can't really go outside, now's a good time to work on yourself. Work on your physical body, work out, you know, get a good jog in a little bit.
Connect with family, friends, peers, you know. Make it positive. We can turn this negative into a positive.
clean your house, organize, get plans together for when everything gets cleared up. That's a good chance to do all that.
Well, I am so glad that you guys share that about time, because a lot of people don't realize that we don't understand and know what God's plan is. And right now, I believe he's being really strategic in how he's having all of us to be able to sit back, be with family, and start looking at things. A lot of people like to look at it in a negative, but you guys just shared a positive. So thank you for doing that. I wanted to start with guest Corey, and I wanted to ask, who has been your inspiration, I guess, in life and then also in the industry that has helped you be able to do the things you're doing right now?
Well, good inspiration is God, because God, you know, he really made us all be possible, all humans. But other than him, I would say my mom, because she is a very hard worker. She has gone through a lot in her whole life, and she really stuck it out and grinded through and put that grind and effort and energy into us, and we try to reflect her. So that's what I would say.
Okay, and the same question for you, Christian.
Okay, so really, I see inspiration in anyone out there who has a lot of heart, a lot of dream in them to go after their goals. So right now, I'd say I probably have to give it to two people. Split it. My mom, Miss Butterby Rocca, who is an international singer, songwriter, author, playwright, CEO. She's the editor of the magazine, and she just does all the amazing things. But, you know, growing up, seeing her live the musical lifestyle and, you know, just being this big businesswoman who's worked for herself and still provided for her family, hustled so hard, that really just, you know, inspires me. So I want to grow to be, you know, I want to grow to be like that. I want to grow to be better than that. That always gives me the passion and the drive. But I also want to give it to a big inspiration of mine, Nick Cannon. First of all, because I'm a drummer, and, you know, Drumline, yes sir, incredible movie. So it was just, I know it was, you know, a little bit space and stuff, but still the whole hustle and flow of it. And then just how he has so many businesses and he created an incredible name, literally incredible, oh my God, name for himself, and just, you know, he's been a really big entrepreneur, entertainer, and I really respect that.
Okay. There was one defining moment in your life that you would like to share to a listener to know, let them know that they can actually fulfill their dreams and purpose that God has for them as well. What would that be, DeCorey?
A defining moment that can show everybody that they can fulfill their dreams. That would be probably, for me, the first time I won a race in track, because I run track and football. It'll be the first time I got first place in the track meet, because that showed me that I could really, I had more to me than I thought I had.
I think that question can be answered in a lot of ways, but I'm going to kind of say it in a way that's not exactly clear, but it still makes sense. So I think really in everyone's hard time, you know, hard times are what define. I think everyone's hard times is where they can really push themselves. If you don't feel like doing something, do it. If you have a bad relationship with someone, fix it. Go through it. You know, just grow yourself when you're not at your best, because that's when you're becoming your best. So I think when everyone goes through their hard times, if they actually keep the right mindset and they have the heart to get through it positively and still have the aspirations to go after their dreams and their goals, and they have the right mindset, then that's when we can all, you know, inspire ourselves to go for greatness.
I want to ask each one of you, if you had one word to describe the magazine, what would it be?
Inspirational. You know, our magazine is a magazine for teens by teens, which means that it's for the youth by the youth. So that's already something that you don't see, you know, normally. All these other teen magazines have big corporations and people behind it, but this is coming straight from the youth's perspective. And we're sharing things that are, like, actually in the big magazines that are selling out top stores. You know, so entertainment, fashion, health and wellness, sports, news, trends. But then what makes it better is we're taking inspiration because we're talking about things that schools aren't teaching, which we can all grow and thrive from life from. So we're talking about creating businesses, becoming leaders, you know, financial literacy, what to do after high school. You know, things that are super important where we can collectively all grow.
And I would say motivational, because now that it's been inspirational to you, now you just have to do it. It gives you the motivation to do so.
Absolutely. And what even makes it better is we're sharing the stories of young teens and young adults who are basically just amazing, outstanding individuals who are doing some incredible things in the community, who, you know, who we can all look at to, you know, inspire. Me and him are teens. We see all these people around us doing amazing things. If you see it so much, you're going to want to be like it. So I think the more you actually get into your system, the more you're going to try to get up to that motivation.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you. Faces of Success Radio is the station that makes you feel good. Make sure you check out Faces of Success Radio. We have some amazing shows just for you. But make sure you check out my show, which is Inspirational Moments with Tanisha, each and every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This show is to inspire, uplift, encourage, and most of all, motivate you with words of inspiration. This show is to give you a message of faith, hope, and love. So make sure you tune in each and every week so you can get your source of inspiration on the station that makes you feel good. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. And check out www.TanishaJay.com. That's TanishaJay.com.
Listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with our exclusive guest, which is Dakori and Christian Robinson. They are the CEOs and founders of Defiant Ones Teen Magazine. Okay, and I know you said you guys have some things that you're going to be promoting this month, at the end of the month, as well as in April. Go ahead and share that with the listeners at this time.
Yes, so our next magazine edition comes out on April 15th. And in the magazine, we're doing a deal right now. I know it's kind of sad because of the coronavirus and the whole graduation thing, but we're still putting our deal on the line. We're giving seniors and senior parents an opportunity to shout out their students and what colleges they want to go to share a little bit about themselves. We're running that deal through March 27th, and all the details are available on our website, defiantonesmag.com.
Okay, well, you guys make sure that you follow them and check out the magazine, and you will truly be inspired because these are two young men who are entrepreneurs. They're also actors and models, and they are really, really doing things that are shaping and changing this generation to be able to see something positive. And I wanted to go ahead and ask at this time, I asked the question earlier, do you guys have any other inspirations as far as like TV shows you guys watch, any kind of movies you like, and music that you're into right now, just to kind of give a little insight on a personal level to the listeners?
Well, actually, can I share something of a personal experience of mine?
Okay.
Okay, so when I was younger, I was heavily bullied, basically bullied for being myself. Naturally, I'm this outgoing, charismatic kid who just loves to do anything to make everyone smile and laugh. And going through elementary and middle school, I got a lot of turmoil from that, from my family, friends, peers, everyone. So it kind of brought me down. It brought me down a lot. And it came to a point where I lost myself. I didn't know who I was, what I wanted to do with my life, you know, anything. So I wasn't happy with that. I lived in it, and it wasn't a good time. So I had to make the decision within myself that I wanted to get better, that I wanted to grow, that I wanted to find myself again. And I say finding yourself, I call that your element, because an element is the key to life, you know. Air, water, wind, fire, I am quoting at the star. What am I doing? Okay, but elements are key to life. You know, they create things. So we create ourselves. We are our own element. So I have a clothing line, apparel brand, Fine Apparel, which basically is an inspiration for everyone out there to find themselves, to define who they are, the people around them that they want to surround themselves with. And I heard a quote that says, if they don't evolve you, they shouldn't evolve. I mean, if they don't evolve you, they shouldn't involve, which is really true. You want the people around you to, you know, help you grow and be an inspiration. So to find yourself, find the people you want to surround yourself with, your goals, dreams, passions in life, and just find your element and go through it, living proud in yourself.
That was very, very, very well said. I do believe that that's the key, is finding yourself and defining who you are, and then to really know who God created you to be. So that was great. And I wanted to go at this time and for you guys to reintroduce yourselves to the listeners that may have just tuned in, and also share your website and where they can find you, follow you on social media, as well as get the magazine.
Well, my name is Dakori Robinson. I'm an actor and model in Grow Back Leap, which is a high school. You can find me on Instagram Instagram at @Corey_.
I am Christian Kindafire Robinson, entertainer, entrepreneur, model, actor, all these amazing things, as well as my brother. We are award-winning models, actors, all these amazing things. You can find me on Instagram at @Kindafire, and you can find our magazine, the Defiant One Teen Magazine, which we've also created a podcast on social media at Defiant One Mag.
Well, you guys are doing some great things, and I'm just so proud just to be able to interview you guys and have you on the show, just to show people that they can do it, that it does. Age is not going to stop them from doing what they want to achieve. So thank you guys for being a great, great inspiration. And I wanted to ask, in the magazine, what has been one of the, highlighted stories or features that you've done that you want to share with the listeners so they can go check it out?
Okay, I want to share this one story because I did a podcast with him, and it was really, really amazing. Nate Paxton, he's a pro NFL player who basically started his story in homelessness. He never had anywhere to sleep. He didn't know what he was going to eat at night, and he didn't have an opportunity. So one day, when he went to a practice football game, this coach found him, and he was like, "Hey, do you want to play?" So this kid who had never had the opportunity to, become great, was always in the dust of life, had been given this opportunity. And when I tell you he ran for it, he really did. Now he is playing professional football in the NFL, top running back. And he's just really amazing. So I think you guys should most definitely check out his story and his podcast, Defiant
One. Well, at this time, I would love for you guys to say your heys, your what's ups, your shout outs to your friends, family, and followers. That way they'll know that, you guys had that one inspirational moment to say what's up to them.
Well, I'll shout out to my mom, Miss Barbie Rocker. Hey, Mom, shout out to you. Go follow her at Barbie Rocker on Instagram and Facebook.
I want to say shout out to Barbie Rocker. She's really been putting in the hard work and grind for us, so I really appreciate her. Shout out to the Hill Grove Drumline. I just turned in my assignment before I got on this call. So proud of everyone out there, taking care of themselves, taking care of their family, just keeping up, keeping the up life in this difficult moment right now. I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, before we get out of here, I would love for you guys each to share your, what do you want your legacy to be and why?
Okay. This is Christian. Personally, I want my legacy to be overall success and greatness. Now, this is a radical way of thinking, but all I know is that in my future, I'm going to be big, I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to be an inspiration to a lot of people. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to get there. So whatever it takes for me to get there, whatever I have to do in life, whatever obstacles I have to go through, I will. Because I have that mindset, I have that determination to get where I want in life. So that's me. I want my legacy to be great, to be, looked up to as this person who went through it and who came out on top.
Great. That's awesome. And what about you, DeCorey?
I want my legacy to be similar to his, and that people have seen that I went through everything and came out on top, but I want it to be in a different way. I want to be known for building a lot of things, building really foundation for a lot of things to become possible for other people.
You kind of already started that with this magazine, too.
Yeah.
You guys have just been listening to Christian and DeCorey with Defiant Ones Teen Magazine. Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. Make sure you tune in again next week. And check out www.TanishaJay.com. That's TanishaJay.com.